College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Hudson, my 11-year-old, thank you for filling in for DZ today since he lost his voice.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. And Owen had school earlier than you, which is why he could not join, and he didn't care. He's fine. Stop. Don't say anything about your brother. Be nice. All right. So are you ready for the Am I the Jerk submission we got for today?
Yes.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for unfriending her friend after a breakup.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You ready for this? Here's what she said. She wrote into the show. You can always write in Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And do you know how she started it with the writing? She was very bold. She says, am I the jerk for unfriending my friend when we couldn't connect after her breakup? And then she says, you can use my name. I don't care. She said it with her chest. You know, a lot of people try to be anonymous when they write in for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
No, she's saying this with her chest. So her name is Paige. I'm calling her exactly Paige. Her name. Paige is Paige. And that's her real name.
I read you like a book.
That's it. I cannot. All right. Here's what she said. Now listen and then I want you to tell me if she's the jerk or not. And then we'll let the listeners chime in. Okay.
Let's do this.
She says, hi, Allie and DZ. Here's the story. My friend Liz was in a relationship with this guy for almost 2 years. In my opinion, the relationship was always kind of weird. He never wanted to show her affection and it bothered her greatly. She brought up how sad she was that he never wanted to hug her, cuddle, or hold hands. Either way, she was pretty in love with this guy. Well, in June, he suddenly broke up with her. He didn't give any kind of explanation. She messaged me and told me about the breakup and how completely devastated she was. Hudson, don't laugh at that. Hold on, let her finish. She says, I was in the middle of work at the time and told her I would call her soon to talk to her. Despite it being my son's birthday weekend and also packing to move in with my boyfriend, I called her. She answered and said she was with her sister and would call me back. Days went by and I asked if she could talk. Again, she was busy. She posted on Facebook, tagging friends, not me, saying how thankful she was for those that have been there for her during this breakup. I messaged her asking if she's okay. She simply responded, yeah, YA, just not even like the whole yeah. Yeah, that was all she said. After months of not hearing from her, I deleted her on Facebook. I don't need that negativity. Neither one of us could find time to connect, so why be upset with me? And then she said, for context, we've only been friends for a couple years. So am I the jerk for ending this friendship? Thanks, guys. Paige. Okay, so you're following the story.
Yeah.
She didn't really like the boyfriend that much. It sounds like she didn't think this guy was that great to begin with. But then when the guy broke up with her friend abruptly, she tried to be there. They never connected. And then her friend thanked everybody else but her on a public forum. So what do you think? Is she the jerk for ending that friendship?
No, honestly, we read Paige like a book, as I said.
Well, Paige is the one who wrote in, but that's actually really funny how you're saying that. You're so funny, Hudson. You don't think Paige is the jerk for dumping her friend?
No.
You think it's okay?
Yeah.
Because?
Well, she's being so rude right now. Like, just because, like, she literally just broke up and, like, just stopped talking to her, but do we even know why she stopped talking to her?
No, she keeps saying she reached out multiple times, and every time the friend either said, I'll call you back, or was short. See, I actually have a theory. I'm wondering if Paige's friend, the one who got dumped, because Paige didn't get dumped, her friend did. I'm wondering if the friend knew how unsupportive she was because she didn't like the guy to begin with. So, of course, when they broke up, she didn't want to talk to Paige about it because she was afraid Paige was going to say, I told you so. See? Because Paige is going to be like, I knew that guy was no good, and now he dumped you out of nowhere after being a bad boyfriend. Big surprise. So maybe the friend distanced herself because she knew Paige was going to be like, I told you so.
Wait. What if the boyfriend liked Paige instead?
I don't think Paige would want the boyfriend. Yeah. Sounds like Paige thought he wasn't a good dude. Right?
Yeah, but what if?
What if? I don't know. That's another saga for another day, Hudson. So you say not the jerk for unfriending her?
No. Please, no.
You said, please, no. I love how blunt you can be sometimes. You're so funny. Absolutely not the jerk, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I actually... I don't necessarily think she's the jerk either, although I think sometimes your friends struggle and they go through stuff and they distance themselves or they're not around and you should just try to stick through with them, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're acting like that because they're struggling, not because they're a bad person, but because they're going through something and you take it personally that they're distancing themselves, but it's not about you at all. So maybe she is the jerk for doing that and not just standing by and waiting. She didn't have to unfriend her. That was a choice.
It's been like 8 months. I just counted on my fingers.
I'm so proud.
It's been 8 months since they've last like talked. Like, she's not the jerk for unfriending somebody who hasn't talked to her in 8 months.
I can't even judge you for counting on your fingers, because me too. Me too, babes. But I'm much older and I count on my fingers. So
yeah, but like still, like you can like unfriend somebody. You haven't even talked to them in like 8 months.
Mm-hmm,
like,
come absolutely. On. All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to let people call or text and say, is Paige the jerk for unfriending her friend after all that? Her friend went through a breakup, but then she'd had enough, so she unfriended her. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Hudson's filling in today for DZ because he lost his voice, my 11-year-old. A man of many words, but hey, you just make sense sometimes. What can I say? You just make sense. So Paige wrote in, she said it with her chest. She said that she basically unfriended a friend when they went through a breakup because she tried to reach out. The friend was unresponsive for the most part. So she unfriended her and said, I'm done. And you said, not the jerk.
No.
Not the jerk.
She's not the jerk.
All right. Love that. Well, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to start. One of our regulars is actually on the phone this morning. And I'm going to pull him up right now. So let's get into it. Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey.
Good morning, Hudson. Say good morning to Santino.
Good morning, Santino.
Hey, what up, though, little homie? Good morning.
Hey.
Santino, it's good to hear your voice. DZ has no voice, so I'm glad you guys are here to help us.
Yeah, I'm finally getting through. Like, man.
Finally, it happened. Wow. Today's your day. So, Santino, is Paige a jerk for unfriending her friend after the breakup?
I'm going to have to go with little nephew on this. No, not a jerk.
Go Hudson. Why do you agree with Hudson?
Well, just for the simple fact, 2 years, he counted to 8 months. That's just beyond too much boundaries. I think she didn't want to talk to the friend because she understood that that's the friend that will hold her accountable. She wants somebody to tell her how she wants to feel, or how it should be this. So the friend was being honest with her. She can't handle that. So she wants to surround herself with individuals that's just going to make her feel happy instead of being open and honest and help her rebuild off of things that has gone on in the past.
I couldn't agree more. I agree with you. The friend didn't want to hear I told you so. Not that Paige needed to say that. That was not necessary. The friend's already going through the breakup. But I do agree, the friend probably knew that Paige knew better and didn't want to hear it. So I'm same team with Santino.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the girl... The friend, I'm getting them mixed up. The friend that was telling her friend about the boyfriend, she's probably throughout is like, look, he's no good for you. You can do better. Like, she probably was not giving her the self-esteem stuff that she wanted. Like, hey, you're beautiful. You got this. But she's probably like, no, he's a jerk. You should probably let him go. He's not, you deserve better. Like, she probably didn't want to hear that. Because she probably really liked him.
And Hudson just said, you do deserve better. Good, Hudson, good. You're already, you got a good path in life. That's right. People got to treat you right. I like that, that my 11-year-old knows that. Right. And you treat them right. Listen to this, Santino. Okay.
Hey, he's got a good head on his shoulders. I'm liking this kid.
The lady killer over here. I'm worried for the ladies. Hudson, don't worry about it. All right, Santino, have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. So he agreed with you. Absolutely, yeah. Hudson. Next up on the phone, we're going to go to our girl. We haven't talked to her in a minute. One of our regulars, Sarah in Kenosha. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Hudson.
Morning.
You met Sarah at our regulars party many years ago. So
You were young.
It's fine. You're now 11. So, but no, Sarah, you probably heard what Santino said, which was he agreed with Hudson, not the jerk for unfriending your friend after she went through her bad breakup and she blew you off. What do you think?
I also agree with our man Hudson, not the jerk.
Thank you. You're getting beat down.
Woo! I didn't say jerk. I'm just taking everyone's opinion in. Go on, Sarah. What's up?
Not the jerk. So, funny enough, I was actually the broken up with friend in this kind of same situation.
Oh, go on.
Years ago. And my best friend from high school, 10 plus years, talking on Christmas, said, listen, I'm pulling up to my boyfriend's parents' house. I will call you when we leave. Haven't spoken to her since, and it's been about 8 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I literally was so heartbroken from this, like, lost 40 pounds, like, thought I was going to die. Aww. Obviously, now I'm engaged to a much better man.
Obviously.
You know, obviously great, but I reached out several times to her, and she never reached back out. So, no, not the jerk. Everyone does what's best for them.
And that's it. That's on her. All right. And I'm so happy you made it through that breakup because, yes, you know, it's funny. Hudson last night asked me, how many times have you gotten your heart broken? Which we're not going to get into this on the air. But you asked me that last night out of nowhere, which is funny. And I said, lots of times, Hudson. He goes, more than five. I go, uh-huh. And
more then, than 10?
He said more than, you said more than 10, right? I said, uh-huh. And then you know what Hudson did? He gave me a big hug. I love.
We did our Kardashian hug.
We did our Kris Jenner mom hug. That's right. It was cute.
Sometimes that's what we need.
That's all you need is a little love and a hug. So, Sarah, I'm glad you made it through, and I'm glad that you're engaged to a much nicer man now. So she agrees with you, though. Yeah. Not the jerk for unfriending. All right. You have a great day.
Yeah. You too, guys. Thanks.
Bye, Sarah.
Do you think you'll have your decision made at the end?
About what? About
if she's the jerk or not?
I'm leaning towards, with you guys, obviously, not the jerk. But we still have one more caller, and one more regular made it through this morning. So let me pull up Julian in Milwaukee. Beautiful things that I've got. Good morning, Julian. So you heard Santino, you heard Sarah, both said not the jerk. Do you think Paige is a jerk?
Hey, Hudson, grab the broom. It's a sweep. She's not the jerk.
Hudson, you're vacuuming it up now.
I mean,
exactly.
Very nice. Go on, Julian. Why do you agree?
I agree because you can only do so much if you reach out and that friend, for whatever reason, doesn't respond. Like, what's the purpose to keep trying to beg for friendship? I think there's an underlying reason why she hasn't responded back to the friend for whatever reason. I think it's more than just because she didn't like the boyfriend.
I agree. Oh, you think it's not just that she doesn't want to hear her say, I told you so. You think there's more to it?
Yeah, exactly. There has to be something more to it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, she doesn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And
so she's better off moving on, right?
Yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
I've been there in the same situation kind of with a male friend, and we disagreed upon stuff and tried to have a meeting, and after a while, it was like, it's only about your agenda, so I'm moving on. We're adults now. You don't got time for that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how long are you going to beg someone or try? I mean, she said she reached out. Well, there was like 3 or 4 times at least after that breakup, and the friend kept blowing her off. And then, do you know what would really put just the knife in my heart is when the friend posts on Facebook, thank you to everyone who's been so supportive, but leaves me out? It'd be on, dude. I'd be like, we're done. She was being petty, and I think Paige was doing the right thing by reaching out, trying to talk to her, and the friend who got broken up with was being really immature by doing the thank you post and intentionally leaving Paige out. So,
and she knew Paige would see it in the long run, so it's pettiness all around.
It is pettiness all around. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you to all my besties for supporting me through this breakup.
Yep. And seriously. Julian, it was great to hear from you. You have a great day.
You guys have a good one.
Bye. All right. So that's not the jerk. Like Julian said, it was a clean sweep. You dusted everybody up and everybody agreed with you, Hudson. Good job.
Yeah.
Not the jerk.